1850 715 815.
Hello, good afternoon, and you're very welcome to Liveline. 51551 Shifra, good afternoon.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
Good. What happened?
Well, I booked a B&B back in May for I was going to a wedding in the town of Killaloe. And coming up to the wedding, myself and my partner decided what we would do instead was he would stay in the B&B with our baby and I would go to the wedding and stay at the hotel with my friends.
Okay.
So that was all fine. I rang the B&B the day before we were arriving and explained the change in plan, said there would be a baby. And they said, the first thing the man said was, oh, I hope she doesn't cry. Now, I thought he was joking, and I kind of laughed, and I said, well, actually, she's quite good. She usually doesn't cry. That was fine. And I asked for a travel cot, and he said, no problem. The travel cot was in the room when we arrived. So that was all great. Anyway, I went off to the wedding. Everything was fine. Got a phone call at about 5 in the morning from my partner to say he wanted to leave, that he was going to pick me up. He was going to leave the B&B. So what had happened was our baby had, she woke up at 1, she woke up at 1:30, and she woke up at around maybe 4:30. She cried for a couple of minutes each time. I think she was just a bit out of sorts. But the owner of the B&B came to the room, knocked on the door, and started giving out to my partner about the baby. So he called me, I came back to the B&B, we packed up, waited for our baby to wake up, and I went down to speak to them, and I just said, the first thing I said to him was, you know, sorry, was there a problem with the baby? And his words were, what wasn't the problem with your baby? That's the first thing he said when he turned around. He then said that, he just said that the baby was crying, cried at 1, cried at 1:30. And I just said, look, I'm really sorry. She's 5 months old. And then he said, well, you told me that she wouldn't cry. And I was like, well, I know, but I don't really have control over a 5-month-old baby and when she cries. So,
And when the guest house operator knocked on the door to your husband and said, did he offer any ideas on how to stop the baby crying?
No, his wife was there the next morning and she suggested, she kept saying he should have brought her for a drive. He should have taken her immediately and gone for a drive or gone for a walk. Now, there's no footpaths anywhere near where the B&B was. Mm-hmm. But she just said, you know, he should have taken her straight away and gone out in the car. And I was like, well, that wasn't really an option. He didn't do that. So, but when I asked him if they had a baby, if they had ever had a baby, he said, we did have a baby. She's now 21 and she never cried like your baby.
They were talking about their baby, not another guest. Yeah.
They said she never cried
like
your baby.
And is there a policy? Did you see a policy of we don't take children?
No. And I asked them about the baby. They provided us with a travel cot in the room. Now, he did say the next morning, he said, you didn't give us enough notice. We would have put you in a different room, but he never told me that at the time of booking. He never
did. He say he got complaints? Like, how did he? He must have heard the baby if he landed at the door.
Yeah, he said he got a complaint from a guest, and he was woken up, and that's why he came and knocked on the door and gave out. So,
and where did you post this review that the B&B owner is upset about, where you said the hosts were the rudest people I've ever met?
Yeah, they were incredibly rude. When I spoke to them the next day about it, they were really rude. Because I said to them, you know, there was nothing about a no baby policy on their website. I asked them about bringing the baby and they provided a travel cot. Now, what happened the next day when we were leaving the B&B, I got a notification to say that we were marked from the B&B as being a no-show. So I contacted booking.com. I explained to them that we were there. Mm-hmm. Well, my partner was there with our baby, explained what had happened. And then I ended up getting the email to say, you can leave a review now. They had to change it to say that we weren't a no-show. And then I could leave a review.
Well, what's the difference between a no-show and do you get your money back or something, no?
No, there was no reason.
Just a black mark against
like
you.
That. I think it was just maybe to make me look bad. I'm not exactly sure why that happened or how that happened.
Well, this is the this is when we get on to the owner. This is what he said, and he sent us the reply. He wrote to you, "Good morning, Shifra. You booked a twin room several weeks ago and never mentioned you would be bringing your beautiful baby girl. This was only mentioned the day before arrival when you rang looking for a cot. With better notes, we could have allocated an area, a better area of the house. We have had no problem accommodating babies in the past. In addition, you also requested an 11 a.m. check-in, which we rushed to achieve, having a room for you. You arrived at 2:30. Your little girl cried loudly for 40 minutes around 1:30 a.m. Is that true? You weren't there, but...
No, well, I was talking... My partner, he said she woke up at 1 and cried for a few minutes, woke up again at 1:30, which is fair enough. I mean, no one wants to be in a room next to a crying baby. I completely understand that. But, you know, a 5-month-old baby sometimes cries, and unfortunately she did on this night.
Okay, she started again before 5 p.m. I left you for another 15 minutes before asking your partner politely to try something else to settle the baby. He brought the little one to the car for a few minutes and all was okay when he returned. Now, I can appreciate it's difficult to settle a child sometimes, but I have other guests to consider and did just that. They are paying, among other things, for a good night's sleep. Of course, babies cry, but if they aren't showing signs of settling, I ask you to do something different. In our own experience, we were always considerate of others when travelling. All we ask is for our guests to be respectful of other guests. I've had to apologise for the noise to my other guests and have received a complaint. Read the same. One way or another, you have a beautiful baby and make sure to enjoy your weekend.
Well, we didn't enjoy the rest of our weekend on the back of that.
And by the way, when your partner arrived, and well, not in the middle of the night, but at 5 o'clock in the morning with the baby, having fled the B&B, did they stay in the hotel?
No, so he came back to the hotel to pick me up.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't get a taxi at that time. I came back to the hotel to pack our things to go, and I wanted to speak to the owner.
Okay.
And it was at that point where he said, "What wasn't the problem with your baby?" That I had said she wouldn't cry. So, you know...
Like some 51551, by the way, is a text number 1857 15815. Like some B&Bs and hotels have no children under 4.
Oh yeah, no, I understand that, and that's absolutely fine. Well, now I don't agree with it, but it's fine if that's the policy. That's fair enough. And if there was a policy in that B&B, I would have gone somewhere else. I wouldn't have brought the baby. I would have brought the baby somewhere else.
Okay. Could you, by the way, the hotel where you're in, by any chance, did you spot if they have a policy about children?
I didn't actually check. I actually spoke to the hotel the next morning about what had happened, and they were shocked, and they didn't say anything about whether or not they had a no baby policy. I never even checked, because when I rang the day before to say about the baby coming, they said they could provide a travel cot. And it was fine. And up to that point, they were very nice people, very accommodating. Yes, we did try to get an earlier check-in, and they were so accommodating for that. And we ended up not going to the hotel before to the B&B before the ceremony.
Yeah,
well,
these things, you can always be late. These things happen.
But, up to that point, like, very, very good. The B&B was fine.
Okay, were there any other babies on the premises, insofar as you know?
Not that I saw, no.
Okay.
No.
By the way, I don't know, what can you do when a baby starts crying?
Well, one thing that doesn't help is knock at the door to give out at 5 a.m.
Because you get addled.
Yeah.
And does the baby have colic or anything? No, just normal?
No, I think she was probably a little bit out of sorts because she was...
Was she missing her mummy?
Probably a little bit of that too. But she is usually very good. She's not generally a baby that cries in the night, so it was quite unusual for her to do that. But look, like I said, she's a 5-month-old baby. Sometimes they cry.
The B&B are adamant that they're in the right. Now, I don't know whether they'll actually change their policy now and be explicit, say, we don't want children under 4 or whatever.
Yeah.
What do you want them to do?
I think your researcher, when he spoke to them, said that they were going to change their policy. If they can't accommodate a baby that may or may not cry, that it should be in their policy that they don't take babies. And then the whole thing could have been avoided. We would have found somewhere that did, somewhere that we wouldn't have had the door knocked at. knocked down at 5 o'clock in the morning, or five, it was around 5 o'clock in the morning.
Apparently, as a result of that episode, they have changed their policy.
Okay.
I don't know to what age, maybe. What age do people stop crying at?
I don't know if they ever do.
79. No children under four when booked online. They will be flexible with callers. That's okay. Interesting. Now, you requested a refund.
Well, not exactly. When I spoke to Booking.com to complain and to say that I was marked as a no-show, they suggested contacting the B&B themselves. They said, look, if you'd like, we can contact them. They were going to contact them anyway, and we'll ask for a refund. It hadn't crossed my mind at this point, and I just said, okay, well, whatever, that's fine. If you want to go ahead and do that, that's fine. And then I got an email yesterday from Booking.com to say, we have contacted the B&B. There will be no refund. That's fine, whatever. I mean, that's not...
Okay, I just see one message there. Why on earth would it ever be okay to keep someone else awake with your baby? That's unbelievably selfish, in a few other words as well. What do you think?
Well, I don't think it's ever really a parent's intention to keep anybody awake with a baby. It's just one of those things that sometimes, unfortunately, happen. And like I said, if there were no babies allowed in the B&B, fair enough.
And sometimes people specifically look who don't want to be awoken. Well, you can be awoken for many reasons, loud telly or singing or dancing. But sometimes people look for a B&B that doesn't take children specifically because they don't want that possibility of...
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I've heard of that before. Yeah, 100%.
Were you charged for the travel cost, Shifra?
I don't think so, no. Okay, I don't think we were charged for the travel cost.
And you weren't charged extra for the baby?
No, as far as I know, no, because I think it was a pre-payment booking. And initially there were supposed to be two adults and there ended up being one and the baby.
Okay. So was the rate for a B&B, breakfast?
It was for breakfast as well, yeah.
So you paid for two, but only got one. Did you get any?
No, we didn't. No, we left.
And how was the baby when you left? She slept all the way back home.
She slept all the way home. She actually did, yeah. Yeah, she's been fine. I think it was probably that she was...
Well, a strange environment. And when you wake up, you don't know where you are. And if you're a baby, you're disorientated. And then you look around. 51551 joe@rt.ie is the email. Has this happened before? Well, the baby's only... Is that your first child?
It's our first, and it was kind of the first... Well, it was my first night to be away without her.
Which is...
My partner was so good as to... suggest he'd stay in the B&B with her just in case anything was to happen, or you know.
Well, there could be noise in there at a wedding.
Couldn't there? That's seeping up to the hotel.
There sure could be.
But no, we've never had any experience like this before.
Did the people at the wedding wonder why you left so abruptly on the morning after?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, I told them.
Because they're often the best time at a wedding when people are sitting around chatting or whatever.
Yeah.
Morning after.
Yeah, they were.
Okay. But as I say, you're not getting a refund.
No.
You've changed your policy.
Yeah.
Do you think generally people in Ireland are a little bit discommoded by children, or have we become less tolerant as less children?
Yeah, maybe. I was talking to a friend of mine this morning and he said that he'd recently read a couple of articles how it seems that our society are tolerating children less and less.
Yeah. You know? Okay, we'll wait and see. Okay, Shifra, thanks indeed and kind regards to you and your family.
Thank you.
51551 joe@rt.ie.
Joe Duffy!
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
Back to the baby in the B&B, and the babies are crying in the B&B, and the B&B owner asked the owner of the baby, so to speak, the father at the time, would he bring the baby for a drive at 5 o'clock in the morning to try and settle the baby? And then the mother of the baby, who was at a wedding, came back because the partner phoned her to come back. He was upset. And she asked the B&B owner what was the problem with the baby, and the B&B owner said what wasn't the problem with the baby. Joan, good afternoon.
Hiya, Joe.
Good. What's your observation, Joan? Go ahead.
I feel so sorry for that couple. I mean, babies cry.
Mm-hmm.
that's the nature of what they do. My first child never stopped crying. We would be up half of the night rocking him, walking him. But, I mean, we're all about mental health, but if it affects any of us, don't come near us. So don't bring your baby until, you know, they don't wear nappies, they might put a smell in the room, they don't cry, they don't touch any, you know, anything. I just think we've become so intolerant.
And where's the mental health aspect of it?
Well, I mean, the nanny, it was probably her first time away from the baby.
It was.
Good point.
Yeah, good point. Stay there, Joan. 51551. Eleanor Hickson is in Wicklow. Eleanor runs a B&B. Go ahead, Eleanor, please.
Oh, hi. Sorry, I was in the centre and I just wanted to say I felt so sorry for that lovely mummy and the gorgeous baby and her first baby and everything. And you'd be dead nervous bringing the baby anywhere.
Right, yeah.
And she was very brave to go to the wedding and everything and leave the baby with the husband. I guess from a B&B owner's point of view, the only thing I wanted to say is maybe if they'd given them a tiny bit more notice, they'd have been able to get a more suitable room. And then, you know, like a little bit sort of tucked away, if you like, maybe. Because I think they only told them that they were bringing the baby the day before, did they?
That's correct,
or did I pick up that wrong? But and the early check-in, you know, early check-in is really stressful. Like, when I get those, I'm just like a lunatic. I have to be working from about 6 o'clock in the morning.
Early check-ins.
Had early check-in, and so that's very stressful. So I think they were reasonably accommodating, but I didn't hear all of it. I just felt sorry for the baby, I felt sorry for the mummy, and I felt sorry for the misunderstanding.
Eleanor, do you take babies in your B&B?
Oh, I have loads of babies. I mean, the babies are pouring through my door, and I have two cots. And they're lovely cots.
So what do you do if a baby cries in the middle of the night?
Oh, nothing at all. Because, you see, I would only take one party of people at a time because I'm Airbnb, which is it's a little bit of a different setup. You can just take one party at a time.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't take anybody else with babies because the mummies, you know, they're so brave to come away at all. And I feel just having them to stay is a real privilege because they often don't go anywhere because it is so difficult with babies. People disapprove of you. No, not them per se. I mean, but people might disapprove of you.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying.
And, you know, and it's just such a busy, busy world. And I think mummies and babies, you know, get sort of like pushed aside quite a bit. And,
absolutely.
You know.
If you go to Europe and you go out for a meal, you'll see kids out at all hours sitting, behaving themselves. You know, which opens up another conversation. But maybe if you were more pro-family, and I'm not talking about kids running wild in pubs. I don't mean that. But I mean, if you go to a restaurant, you see children sitting, eating with the family, and I think we don't encourage that in Ireland.
Yeah, and also the little babies too. Even when they're tiny, I mean, babies know when babies are really, really welcome because I mean. They just do. And I even had some beautiful babies over from England with their adorable parents, and all the parents went off to the wedding, and I helped the lovely granny to babysit them. But I mean, not too many B&Bs would do that, but I mean, I just like doing that. So.
Okay, let me bring Patricia in. Patricia, 51551, joe@rt.ie. Your point, Patricia, please.
Hello, Joe.
Good, thanks.
Well, I'm just wondering, number one, I missed the beginning from that lady there, and maybe she gave an explanation, but I'm just wondering why she didn't bring her husband and the baby with her to the hotel and all stay in the hotel for the wedding. And secondly, I'm just I'm a mother of 9 children, and I had one cross baby out of the 9, and I know what a crying baby is like, and I would find it very irritating if I was gone away myself for a night away and got a nice B&B to spend the night in, and I was listening to a baby crying. And I'm sure that man didn't go to knock on that man's door, you know, just on the spur of the moment. It was 40 minutes, you know, so...
The parents are disputing the 40-minute timeline, but anyway, that they don't agree that the child was crying for 40 minutes. Now,
well,
one of the reasons, this was intimated in the call by Shifra, one of the reasons that they didn't leave the baby in the hotel is that they felt that maybe the noise of the wedding would wake up the baby. And they were doing everyone a favour by the husband, the partner sacrificing.
No, the hotel rooms are far away, most of them are far away from the recreational hall in most things, whereas a B&B is sometimes a glorified farmhouse and, you know, you would hear a baby crying if you were next door to it.
Well, maybe it's what Joan said, that the mammy wanted to, the Shifra would not have minded at a wedding of one of her friends to have a night to herself. Is that what your, that was your point, Joan, wasn't it?
Why didn't the husband stay home then?
Would you knock on somebody's door if a baby was crying? I think the B&B owner must be very intolerant. You wouldn't knock on somebody's door.
I think he was a very tolerant man. Now, if it went on for 40 minutes, if you were listening to a baby crying for 40 minutes, it would go through your head. There's no doubt in the world about that. I often had to walk the doors myself with my cross child because my other 8 children and my husband at the time would have been...
We've all done this. We've all been married, you know. But I mean, I would not knock on somebody's door. You know, if you're going to take in a 5-month-old, they cry. That's, you know, they cry sometimes. They don't.
If the person who was knock in on charge somebody's of door the baby, at 5 in the morning, you know, wasn't able to mind the baby, you know,
he's a first-time father. The baby's only 5 months old. Give him a break.
Well, then, obviously, you know, she would get somebody that was able to, you know, mind the child or the mother. In all cases, I would have always dragged my children with me. Anywhere very far, but I would have always taken the children with me.
But Patricia, I know it doesn't compare now to this Boris, that awful Boris Johnson episode over the weekend.
Yes, yeah.
You know where the neighbours knocked on the door when they heard the noise. Would you knock on a door if you heard a baby crying from the room next door?
If it was going on for 40 minutes, I would, because I would.
What would you say when you knocked?
Well, I would worry if the child was left alone, number one. And maybe the father could be drunk, number two, you don't know.
Yeah.
If the child was crying for 40 minutes. Like, you don't know what's behind
you. So you would knock on the door, and what would you say when the door opened?
I'd say, the baby's been crying there for a while, and I'm getting a few complaints. You know, what can I do? But I wouldn't be asking the man to go to the road with the baby. And I doubt very much, maybe, I don't know the people who own the B&B, but I doubt very much if they would say, look, go to a car out in the car park at 5 o'clock in the morning. That, like, that wouldn't be another conversation in my mind.
Yeah. Well, he said, I left the crying, this is the B&B owner, I left you crying, the baby crying, for another 15 minutes before asking your partner politely to try something else to settle the baby. He brought the little one to the car for a few minutes and all was okay when he returned. So we did actually bring the child outdoors.
Yeah,
to the car.
It was 5 o'clock in the morning, like, you know, maybe, I don't know if it's...
Patricia, while I have you there, because I've listened to LBC this morning, Jacob Rees-Mogg, actually it was more half nine, Angus, sorry, it wasn't, he was on between 9 and 10 on LBC, and he came out with this outrageous, I thought it was an unbelievable remark about the people that report, that knocked on the door when they heard the kerfuffle from Boris Johnson's apartment, which they share a landing with, so it's quite close, and he accused them of being snoopers. And twitching, he talked about twitching curtains. And
look at how many poor, unfortunate women have been killed because their neighbours didn't make a phone call or do something.
Do you think Boris Johnson's neighbours were right to knock on the door?
I do.
Do you think they were right to phone the police?
There should be no exception with Boris Johnson. He's under scrutiny now at the moment as to whether he's going to be a suitable candidate for Prime Minister or not.
I don't think it'll affect him somehow.
You don't think so, Joan? No, but isn't it interesting that the person, the two, and there was two sets of neighbours, by the way, I heard the kerfuffle at Boris Johnson, that the two sets of neighbours who heard the kerfuffle, they knocked, one family set knocked on the door, then I don't know who phoned the police came, 3 police vehicles came, obviously he's under, you'll see it now as he's moving from A to B, Boris Johnson has armed protection now because he's a potential Prime Minister and a potential target of some lunatics.
Yeah.
But The police came quickly. But what Jacob Rees-Mogg was saying this morning, who's in many ways Boris Johnson's very right-hand man at this stage, he was basically saying those neighbours should not have phoned the police. They were snoopers and voyeurs and court... He was saying they were curtain twitchers. Now, does that mean that anyone who reports what they believe to be a domestic incident. And what's happened in the British media now is significant sections of the media are now following the neighbours who complained, and they're trying to find out bits of dirt on them, who they voted for and who they didn't vote for, and whether they had a poster in their window. So it's gone.
Look, it could have been a drug addict or an alcoholic and wouldn't have known what they were doing and could have killed the woman. It was just because of Boris Johnson and his partner at the moment. They're high-profile people and maybe people are looking at it differently. But at the same time, he's no different than anybody else. He was must have been very loud for people.
Yeah, and
if
it had been the other way, where which is what the British media and Jacob Rees-Mogg are saying now, that it was the malice of the neighbours against Boris Johnson because they voted Remain or something. If it had been born out of malice, surely Boris Johnson would have said at those hustings on Saturday afternoon, by the way, the neighbours, my partner is totally happy. We had an animated discussion, which often happens, but he didn't say that.
No, he didn't.
Okay. We're slightly away from the point, but it is whether you would knock on a door or whether you would interfere or not, because you remember the ads for, in terms of domestic abuse here in the last few years indeed, the ads have been, they want people to knock on doors, they want people to ring the guards, they want people to be proactive.
There's been several murders that may have been prevented by a phone call. You know, I know people in isolated housing out in the country or somewhere like that would have no neighbours, but there would have been a few incidents going back there where, mm-hmm. you know, if a phone call had been made, maybe that woman would have been alive, you know, instead of a few different murders, but how never.
Okay, well,
crying baby in the middle of the night's not nice.
Yeah, it's my fault for going off topic.
Sure, Lucas, that's it.
Okay.
Well,
okay.
Boris get elected anyway, he's well ahead.
Looks like it. Okay, I'll try and find that clip of Jacob Rees-Mogg. Okay, don't stay there, Patricia and Joan, because I'm trying to get a clip of the Nick Ferrari show. What are you saying to me, Angus? Okay, Edward is coming on. Edward O'Reilly in Cork. Edward, go ahead. The B&B, you say you wouldn't pay.
Well, Joe, this gentleman's in the area of accommodation, but knocking a door at the 5:30 in the morning or 5 o'clock is not that accommodating.
Mm-hmm.
You know, really, when people are designing B&Bs, they should include, you know, Ireland is the biggest birth rate in Ireland in 2016 in the European Union.
That's right, yeah.
So these people are a business for struggling businesses. And it's very important for businesses to appreciate what's coming down the line. We need to be accommodating. And accommodating mm-hmm. means looking after all different positions. So, yes, if he knocked my door at 5:30 in the morning and started to complain, well, maybe that gentleman's cortisol levels are high, he's anxious. You know, this is not good enough. The lady went to go to a wedding. The mm-hmm. lady is just after having a baby. She's trying to enjoy herself and de-stress. Come on, for God's sake. This is one of the things that affects ladies that have babies. They become isolated because they're looking after this. Obviously, their unconditional love for their baby is great, but it's still very difficult.
Mm-hmm.
And more importantly, Joe, I don't think this has ever been aired before, but when one of the reasons why babies have problems and crying and digestion or whatever, I believe actually is the way we change babies' nappies. And I'm sure you've done this yourself. People used to and still do lift up when they're changing the nappy, the legs, hold them by their legs. What they should not be doing that. They should be actually rotating the baby and not putting pressure on the baby's spine.
I don't know how we ended up from, anyway, talking about how to change a nappy, Edward. But by the way, Edward,
o'clock in the morning.
I take your point. And by the way, if someone had knocked on your door at 5 a.m. in the morning in a B&B, which if your baby was, I don't know if you have children, if your baby was crying, what would you have said?
Well, firstly, I do have babies, and secondly, I have brought them to B&Bs and hotels. I would have been, honestly, Joe, I'd have been absolutely, I'd been annoyed.
Would you?
Like, I'd be saying, should I be paying this guy? And then the second thing, what we need to do, then maybe every B&B needs to have earplugs. To allow these mothers to come out, to allow them to come out of isolation. They're a business.
Okay, stay there, Edward. Peter's in Kilkenny. Peter, your point, please. 51551 is the text number.
Hi, Joe. No, my point is very simple, that 90% of the B&Bs in this country are basically just converted homes. They're not custom-built B&Bs, so there's no proper soundproofing basically put between bedrooms, between walls. Doors been properly insulated, whereas when anybody building a hotel, basically all the rooms are properly sound insulated. So it's basically, it's not just that B&B, it's every B&B in the country.
So you say, Peter, that sound, well, they are, like, well, B&Bs are a pretty important part of the whole offering in the country at the minute.
Oh, absolutely, I totally agree with you.
So do you think, one of the reasons why you are paying less than the B&B is that you're not getting the full Monty from a hotel.
But that still doesn't give a landlord the right to go and bang on his door.
Okay, like, so you disagree with the door banging episode?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. I have my own kids. And
what would you have said?
I would have said go away very politely.
Would you have paid the bill the next morning?
I would have questioned it.
Okay, well, the Shifra did, but they asked for a refund, but they were told to don't be crying like the baby.
Yeah, well, in fairness, she had prepaid through Booking.com, so, you know, that was going to be a long, hard argument. Offer a service, they knew a child was arriving, and the whole thing, you know, is your child going to cry? Please, give me a break.
Okay. All right, Peter, Vivian, Edward, Vivian's next, Edward and Patricia.